When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Well done, James Seltzer. Very well done. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Eagles, Cowboys on Sunday. Hatred on the table. Certainly not of Eddie Murphy and Beverly Hills Cop, but hatred on the table of the Dallas Cowboys. Let me throw another wrinkle into the conversation about hate, because this name hasn't been said today, but I thought was, well, not on the level of Vermeil and Buddy Ryan, who obviously are the two preeminent in Philadelphia Eagles history to take the Cowboys-Eagles thing up a notch, 27 notches. But Ray Rhodes had a big hand in it also. It wasn't long-lived. He was only here 4 years. They were only good two of those years. But Ray had fire.
Oh, he was...
He had frickin' fire.
The stuff he used to say.
Yeah, and he got that team charged up. You know, that fourth and one stop, and then another fourth and one stop. You know, what they did in 95. Then in 96, they go down there. You know, just remember, Ty Detmer had to get in there because Rodney Pete had just gotten injured. And, I mean, you know, the James Willis interception and the lateral to Troy Vincent. There were some thrilling moments in this. And, listen, the 90s didn't go that well for the Eagles compared to Dallas, obviously. Dallas won three titles. They won 92, 93, 95. Dallas beat the Eagles twice in the playoffs in those years, 92 and 95. And neither game was close. But there were some great games and great wins down there, you know, back in the day. And I think Ray sometimes gets lost in the shuffle because of how it ended here when they got to 3-13. But those first couple of years were really fun.
He had a colorful way of speaking.
No question. Particularly when it was private to the players.
Yes, Conklin had a field day.
I've talked to through the years about that memorable speech he gave that might even get a coach fired these days.
Probably.
So the guys that have confirmed to me that it was as vulgar and profane as the lure is about.
Yes.
The guys that have told me it's all legit are Fred Barnett, the 95 speech before the fourth
round. Right into Fred, by the way, at the we discussed the bathroom. At the last Eagles game.
There you go. Very nice.
So it's fun.
So Freddie's told me that story is legit. Romanowski told me that. I believe William Fuller. John, you and I had William Fuller one time in the pregame show we did outside the Wells Fargo Center before a Lincoln.
Of course.
So I think Fuller.
So Romo?
Romo,
you talked to Romo about, because I played with Romo
that
in
was,
Oakland.
I think it was at a Super Bowl I ran into
he
Bill
truly,
Romanowski.
Truly is insane.
Well, when Bill Romanowski is telling you, when Bill Romanowski is telling you that a coach went like
is vulgar and profane,
right, exactly.
You're going to believe it.
Like, when Romo says it, I mean, holy hell!
It adds a little extra oomph.
Yeah. There are a couple.
He knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows vulgar and profane.
And Rookie Wooders is another one. I've heard it from some of the really notable players from that squad. They say it was, like, way over the
like
top.
Like, shocking even for them.
Yeah. All right, so I just wanted to give Ray a shout-out. All right, let's go to Joe in Mayfair right now. Joe, what's going on, pal?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hatred for the Cowboys before I get in the Hurts. It started for me, I'm 51, and it started for me when the National Game of the Week, and it was only national television, you know, your 3, 6, 10, 17, 29, 48, whatever, 57. It was Summerall and Madden, and how they were just America's team. You know, I didn't play in the Eagles. When I had to hear the names of Randy White and Too Tall and Emerson Walls, I could not stand hearing that, how Pat Summerall said his name. It just made me cringe.
Well, Joe, the worst was Bill Bates, because at least some of those other guys were legit stars. And I know Bill Bates was a great special teams player. But they made him sound like he was Walter Payton.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, it's settled
Johnson,
down.
I mean, he was just the fullback behind the offensive line, and Novacek, and how they just pronounced certain names like they were royalty. Like, I mean, I could not stand the Cowboys. And the game that just gave me the most joy was when Aikman got sacked 13 times. I've never seen that happen in the game before.
Was it 11?
Yeah, it was 11.
It was 11, 11 times, yeah.
It felt like 50.
Especially for him.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I did not mind the Jimmy Johnson era because it was fun. I mean, the Buddy Ryan-Jimmy Johnson era was fun. Like, it was a great rivalry. But when the Eagles sucked and the Cowboys were great, it just drove me freaking nuts.
Well, it was tough, and the end of Ray was an example of that because, you know, while Dallas wasn't great at that point, I remember that it was either a Sunday or Monday night game when Deion's doing all the prancing around waiting for that punt, and, you know, the Eagles are headed to 3-13. They get no shot to win. And then Deion returns that punt for a touchdown. It's like, why even bother playing the game? It was so ridiculously non-competitive. Yep. It really was. All right, Joe, give me a big-time answer for a volatile character.
I got to get to Jalen real quick with you. Every day I hear you constantly, it's like you cringe when you have to give him a compliment, and it's nauseating.
I think he's only played well for 2.5 games.
I understand
that's a problem out of 8 games.
Hold on. But when you're in a funk, and he was in a major funk, you got to crawl before you can walk, Joe. And getting back to the basics is what he's trying to do before he makes
I agree with that.
And I think, and it's not an excuse, I really do think it still weighs on him that he lost that Super Bowl and he's in his own head.
Well, get out of it. I mean, maybe it does, but if that's true.
2 years later.
Get out of it if that's true.
I understand that. When you get to that point in your career and your life and you think that you're the reason you've lost the biggest game of your life. But what I do love about Jalen is that he has that mama mentality that he's going to do whatever it takes to get past that.
I agree with you. I would rather
have him make the certain plays and take more time than to not trust your judgment and throw more picks and make bad decisions. And I think what Richie's saying, he's eventually going to get that confidence in.
Maybe.
Or he trusts himself again to take more risks. But put the ball in the right spot in the middle of the field where he's not going to try to do too much.
Maybe. I'll just say this, Joe, and this week won't be an example of it. Sometime soon they're going to start playing better teams, and certainly in the playoffs they will. And he's going to have to let it rip.
Second quicker, 100%.
Yeah. All right, Joe, give me a great answer.
Totally.
Joe, volatile character, who do you have?
I'm going to give the best one of all time and the best show I've ever watched, The Sopranos. Janice Soprano was the biggest volatile character.
That's a really good answer.
She certainly got Richie with that. All right, let's get to it. I'm not talking John Richie. He was a bad Richie, that Richie.
Yeah, that Richie. Whew.
Yeah, all right, let's get to our picks for week number 10 of the NFL.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
Well, I hate to say it. You guys know I do nothing but keep it real here and give you the facts. And the facts are John Richie last week pantsed me. He went 3-0.
Love to hear it.
I went 1-2. We are now tied.
Whoa.
All right.
There you go, John. You got this, buddy.
We are tied.
It's funny how normally we'd hear about that starting
earlier
on
in the week. Yeah. Yeah.
if it were the other way around.
Yeah, that's generally true.
He was too busy trying to remember who he'd golfed with the day before.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Mr. Richie, your first pick this week. What do you got, bud?
Eagles -7 at Cowboys. I'll take the Eagles. I think the Eagles have a reason to go out and perform well in this game. I think Nick Sirianni should feel some pressure to coach well and make the right decisions. -7. I think we're going to dominate this game.
All right, my first pick is the Patriots +6.5 at the Bears. Now, do I love the Patriots? Of course not. I just don't know that the Bears are legitimate at all. At all. I mean, I know they got off to this good record to start the year, but that doesn't mean they're actually good. Bears, I assume, will win, but 6.5 is a lot for a team I don't think is that good. I'll take the Patriots +6.5.
This is a big line. The Vikings -7. The Vikings are good, and we know Jacksonville. We saw Jacksonville last week. I do think Jacksonville was gifted some of the way that game looked by our decisions. You know, some of the reason why the Eagles are going to play hard this week is why the Jacksonville Jaguars only lost by 5 points last week, and I think they're going to get decimated this time around. So I'll take the Vikings -7 at Jacksonville.
All right, my second
looks like
pick
no Trevor Lawrence now.
Yeah, he's out. I think
there you go. My second pick is KC. So I am really perplexed sometimes how Kansas City, who typically wins 12, 13, 14 games a year, is only a 7.5-point favorite in Denver. James, just versus home versus Denver. James, tell me this isn't one of those London games.
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
The Giants and Panthers are in Germany. We sent them to Germany.
Sometimes I pick a game thinking it's, you know, in America, and it's like, all right, well, team doesn't have home.
Well, the Broncos' record isn't that bad.
Oh, they stink.
No, they don't. They got blown out last week.
Guess I don't even know who their quarterback is.
Bo Nix, right?
Yes.
I would never have known that.
Wow. How do you not that's know who a starting really quarterback
because,
for a team
James,
is?
Because
hold on,
really,
hold on.
He's
I,
done pretty well.
Can
they're
we?
Five and
can
four
I request a beat the hammer theme to be just current, current,
yes,
sports, like current NFL? Because I feel like Joe would lose.
I don't even know who their quarterback is. Bo Nix.
What do I care about Bo Nix? I'd rather be Bo from the freaking Dukes of Hazzard than Bo Nix. All right,
because
so,
he was awesome.
Well, Bo
from the Dukes of
he was tremendous.
John Schneider.
Oh, he's
Bo
the best.
Duke,
loved him.
But Bo,
he was by far the coolest on that show to me as a 9-year-old kid.
But Bo Jackson, the ultimate.
Well,
Bo
Jackson is the ultimate Bo.
All right, I'm going KC minus 7.5 versus a Bo Denver Nuggets team.
Denver, I like
Denver
that there's
Nuggets.
A half.
Denver, whatever they are.
Love the
oh
Denver
my,
whatever they are.
Denzel Washington is John Wick.
Does that count as a loss?
All right, John, your third pick.
That should count as a loss. You said Nuggets. So the Dolphins are 2-6, and they're getting 1.5. They're out in L.A. We know that the Rams, it really doesn't matter that the Rams are at home. No one cares in L.A. that they're playing football. The Dolphins plus 1.5. They need to win this game. And they've got Tyreek back. Tyreek hasn't gotten going yet.
Yeah.
They've got their quarterback back. He hasn't gotten going. They will get it going this week.
And I'm
going
to go with Atlanta minus 3.5. I don't think that they're really that good, but the Saints clearly stink. They're in disarray. Even though the Saints are at home, Atlanta minus the 3.5. Believe it or not, I trust, or sort of trust, Kirk Cousins. All right, every Friday we have some laughs near the end of the week with the drop of the week or perhaps a poignant moment or two. Some of the best in our program in a week. Let's hit it with the drop of the week. Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski.
Of the week.
Did it fall? Yourself, Family Jewelers, the sponsor of the drop of the week. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com right there on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Mr. Seltzer, what do we have?
Yeah, let's dive in. The rare go back to the end of last week happened after drop of the week dropped to start the week this week. Funny line, our caller Gary in Vineland proving correct. Joe, you were wondering why no one was picking Penn State.
And I agree with John. They are not going to win this weekend.
Who's they? Oh, Penn State?
They are. Get it?
They are. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I missed the. So no one has called and said Penn State will win. Okay. And they did not.
Because they're not.
Wow. You jumped in on the line.
I thought it was over.
Why would that be? Why would I play that if it's just you saying no one picked Penn State?
Because everybody picked
there's always
it right.
Some sort of funny line in there or something poignant.
Well, I thought it already happened. I guess.
Well,
no. Sorry.
All right. All good. Keep it tight, Joe. Let's keep it rolling. Another car, Zach in Medford, a little taste. He had a funny little letter to Joe Shane of the Giants.
Dear Joe Shane, on behalf of Philadelphia fans, I would like to personally thank you for the gift of Saquon Barkley and the many highlights he's given, including a backward turtle. When you're inevitably fired, please report to Dallas.
Yeah. Good work. Good work, Zach. Speaking of Saquon Barkley, we don't usually play Maryland Mike in Drop of the Week, but when it's like the greatest play we've ever seen, I feel like we got to play the call.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that.
Listen,
that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did. He
what?
Did.
What am I watching?
That could win.
I also love how the first time Mike says, what was that? It's like so earnest. It's like, what was that? Like, it wasn't like revving it up. He's just like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
that
was
awesome.
And it's almost like he was like, away from the mic.
Yeah.
He was still, his jaw was on the floor as he's still looking out at the field. Like,
I agree.
What was that?
Yeah.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And listen, we also might vote for that because then that honors Saquon because, you know.
It's a good point.
Yep.
It's a good point. Mike, come down to Saquon versus you. We'll find out who we honor.
I'm voting for Saquon.
All right, Joe, you tell us a lot about times that you've cried or get emotional. This was a weird one. Walking around watching Rocky and Rocky II.
I was walking at one point down the shore and I popped that up on YouTube.
Of course you did.
started crying watching that
scene.
I did. I did. And I probably rewound
it. On the beach? Walking.
Not the beach. It was the streets.
Walking the streets.
Walking the streets.
Crying as you go down.
And I probably rewound it. I mean, I'm not making it up 5 to 7 times.
To make yourself, to spur more crying from yourself?
It just makes me happy.
Wait, did you cry additionally upon further rewinds?
I think I cried multiple times, and then when I got to Rocky II, I kept watching the Rocky I end,
so you
and
rewound
then the Rocky II end. Yeah.
And then cried again.
I mean, I think so. It's a year and a half ago, but, you know.
Yeah.
I got no shame on that, Gus.
We know you don't.
You
trust
should.
Us.
No shame.
That's weird.
I wish someone had called in being like, yeah, I saw Joe walk around bawling his eyes out. It's good stuff. All right, let's keep it rolling. Aforementioned Mike Quick, second appearance, had a funny line to you, Joe, talking about Jalen Hurts.
Mike, you know, I've been impressed with Jalen the last couple weeks. It's certainly been an improvement, and you know I was very skeptical, and still am to an extent, clearly, but yes, it's been better. Can you talk about his evolution from the season, during the season, and what you specifically notice that's going on that's helping him be better?
You've been worse than skeptical.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll start there. But I just
yes, thank you.
He's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong. Not wrong at all. All right. That was a good line.
Three more. Little taste. Conklin, Jerry Jones, Mr. Jones.
My biggest regret is that I've made the Dallas Cowboys the joke of the league.
Loser!
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Mr. Jones, Jerry, living in a fairy tale. The Cowboys are falling. Think you still got a chance? I know you ain't got no shot.
Well done. Well done by Conklin.
And his Jerry Jones at the beginning, that first part is Conklin. That's really good.
Tremendous. Yeah, that's incredible that that's not Jerry Jones. I was positive it was just recordings of
Me
Jerry.
Me too.
Great job.
So did he not say the jacket line?
Did
make that up?
Yeah, I think
Well,
he
I
did.
Just assumed Jerry Jones
no,
said
I,
that.
No, I think he definitely said the I've made the Cowboys the embarrassment in the NFL.
No, I know. I'm saying, did he make up the jacket line?
I don't think so. I think that's Jerry Jones. I'm not sure, though. I can get whacked
there
in here.
That was the whole point.
Well, that's what I thought.
Conklin said it.
I don't know. Anyway, James,
it's such a mystery.
Keep going, man.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Angelo, on the show yesterday, had a funny line comparing potty training his grandson to something.
We're trying to potty train my grandson, Dutchie. And, like, it's almost like talking about Sirianni's coach.
That's great, man.
It's a pretty good comp right there. All right, last one. You did it today, Hammer. Let's just say you pulled it out today.
I don't think it's Kaepernick, but I'll say Kaepernick.
Wow. A 4-3 victory.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. That's what you do. That's what you do, and it's how you
wow.
do. And it's why the hammer's the hammer. It's like Foles in the Super Bowl. You pull it out. Hammer. Now, Nick is like Brady in that Super Bowl, not the frickin' 71. Nick, apparently you did well. But, sir, not well enough. You frickin' loser.
Wow.
It's so good.
So I might vote for that, but I think I got
to
go.
That's what I said. I said it's going to come down to that Saquon call versus you.
So Conklin's an unfortunate third place.
Yeah, Conklin won last week, though, so it's all good.
It's got to be Saquon's play in Maryland.
I think it does, too.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
You can't
vote
for yourself.
The spot he won.
Joe
don't get
for
wrong
himself yet. Every week.
Yeah, but I win so. I win so. Let's
there
be real,
we
guys.
Go.
I've won more than Saquon Barkley.
You oh, my God. Okay.
Honestly, that's
how about,
sadly
did you,
probably
did
true.
Did you hear about him getting literally drug tested after the hurdle? I mean,
that's
they're so
works.
Obvious.
That's how it works.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it is weird. All right. Well, congrats to Saquon and Merrill and Mike.
Absolutely.
Merrill and Mike, what a great. Oh, by the way, Merrill was there last night as well. It was good seeing Merrill. He spoke on behalf of Stan. Stan Walters made the Philly Sports Hall of Fame.
That's all good. He should have.
And Merrill was accepting on behalf of Stan, who's out of town. All right, good stuff.
We got a problem. We got a problem.
I remember that line vividly.
So, right? Like that. It's
yep.
The best.
The 4th-and-1. That was an unbelievable. And Stan was a great announcer. Great announcer. All right, with that, we end the drop of the week. On a football Friday, getting you ready for the Eagles and Cowboys. Something tells me, and I have no clue, but I just have a gut feeling David Bowie was not a football fan. James, what do you think?
Bowie? I don't know. Bowie's a Renaissance man, you know?
Yeah, and Renaissance men normally aren't football fans.
They could be, though. I mean, yeah, they're fans of many normally. Different things.
Where
they're,
is he originally from?
London, like Britain.
So he's probably like a football fan.
Yes, he is, probably.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
They spent a lot of time in Philly, though.
He did?
Yeah, he had one of his albums he made here. I can't tell if you're messing with me or not.
No, I didn't know that at all.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, Bowie has a real connection to Philly. Like, I think it's the Changes album or whatever. He made the album here in Philly.
That's good knowledge by you, James.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I like that. All right, so Saquon, I think they're using him too much. Some think that's the wise thing to do. Some think it's unwise. Some think it's an overrated concept. No big deal. Let's listen to Saquon himself talking yesterday. It's become a bigger topic lately, especially with him getting up, looking slow, you know, a couple times, getting off the ground last week. Here's Saquon yesterday on the way they're using him.
Outside of this building, there's a decent amount made about your usage, your workload. How do you feel at this point, and how good do you feel going into these next however many games in the season?
I feel great. I'm not worried about it, so why is anybody else?
Okay, well, I mean, that's his perspective, and that's an important perspective, but I can answer the question of why others worry about it. One, because we saw him getting up slow the other day. Two, because it's a long season, and while they've played 8 games, they may have to play 13 more to win a Super Bowl. Three, I saw Miles Sanders be at his worst 2 years ago in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God,
I mean,
yeah.
Miles Sanders was pretty good that season. Uh-huh. He had a good year, but by the time the playoffs came, he was kind of cooked. Four, Christian McCaffrey's cooked this year after touching the ball a million times last year. And five, that's happened to other people in subsequent years like Jamal Anderson.
Oh, who cares, man?
Who cares?
What does that have to do with Saquon this year?
He's one of the two best players on the team.
I think Saquon's annoyed in the sound of his voice, as he should be. He's a football player. Everyone else in that locker room has been football players, too, going out, getting injured, playing anyway, their whole lives. Stop being a wuss about it.
But, John,
he's going to be hurt. He's probably hurt now. And that is probably a big reason why he and Jalen didn't practice yesterday. But you know what? They're going to go out and they're going to play anyway. And they're going to try to play at the same level that they played before they got banged up. Maybe they will successfully. Maybe they won't. That's part of what's going to determine whether we win this year.
Look. We'll say.
I think he's tough. I think he's tough-minded. I think our quarterback is tough. I think our quarterback is tough-minded. And really, that's a big part of the battle. So that's really all he can control.
Well, he's got to do his best every time he's handed the ball, but it's an organization's job to make sure he doesn't get it too often. I mean,
and I think they do have a good idea of how to manage this to some degree.
They are using him a lot. I mean,
awful lot. But that's why they paid him an awful lot.
But they also paid him for multiple years.
Yep.
You know, they did. All right, let's get some calls in here. Let's talk to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, what's happening, pal?
I feel so good today. I hate the Cowboys so much. And it just makes
have you
so
enjoyed
happy.
Hearing people call in with their hatred? I mean, I've enjoyed fielding these phone calls. It's good.
So, like, my dad, he brought me up the right way in a number of respects as a Phillies fan, or a Phillies sports fan. And he said, I never, ever want you to derive any enjoyment or satisfaction from the misery of others, except for when the Cowboys lose.
I love that.
That's well done.
But now, speaking of parenting, I have a question for Richie, Rhea, and Seltzer, the parents in the room. How early is too early to teach your toddler how to say Dallas sucks?
I will tell you, I struggled with that one. I honestly did because Kenny used to make fun of it. I never told him to say that. He says it now. He says it now with regularity.
Like four, I would say, was when I started having Zoe say it, like 3-4 range.
Yeah. Isn't the goal to see how early you can go with it, though?
Yeah, but Ed, here's the interesting thing about James's answer. His answer doesn't surprise me. Because, you know, someone said a little dirty word for a 3 or 4 year old.
Sucks is not.
Ed, you may not know this, but James's parents, and I'm not making this
my
up.
Dad. Don't let my mom in this. She would hate that. It was a dad decision only.
Ed, here we go. James's dad had James watching Basic Instinct when he was 9.
9. Yeah, buddy.
And that's true. I'm not making that up.
That is a true story.
The way you phrased that was different. He had him watching is different.
Allowed.
Permit him.
Yeah, he didn't sit him down and say, watch Basic Instinct.
He did kind of promote it. He was like, this movie's great. You should watch it.
Are you serious?
Are you? Wow. I didn't realize
that. That's pretty funny.
Okay, that's bad.
No, the only reason I didn't do it is because I got in trouble one time, Clark, when he was real young. I said, shut up, maybe to my brother. Yeah. And he told me at school they said that was a bad word. Well, and I'm like, if they're telling him shut up, I can't teach him sucks. He's going to get in trouble every day.
I get it. I do. I get it. All right, well, Ed, it's a big game on Sunday. Frankly, bigger for Dallas. They've got to win this game, but they won't.
Yeah, so about the Saquon durability issue, I'm sort of torn on it because I don't want him to, you know, to run himself into the ground, but I think the Eagles did a pretty good job. I mean, we're only having guaranteed for 2 years, so there's another part of me is like, let's just get the best 2 years.
It's an interesting argument. I understand your point. That's a very interesting way to look at it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do want to see more of Will Shipley. I like him. I like how Kenny Gainwell played in the Giants game. So I think they should be smart about this. But I don't know if this week's the week to do it. It's a divisional game, so I think he's going to be.
And Ed, I'll say one more thing on the Saquon sort of conversation. I do believe soon, maybe as soon as this week, teams are going to start loading the box to stop the run. And that's risky for them. Because
Joe, they already do.
No, I mean, more.
They have to.
More.
And then that's when we go outside because it's single coverage to AJ.
And Devontae, I get it. But, I do think teams can do it more, and they should, because the Eagles are just killing teams on the ground.
They can't do it that much. That's the point. When they do, we beat them outside. Well, and as long as we can do that, they can't overplay it one way or the other. It really will be a week-to-week proposition that we have the upper hand in.
Well, the Eagles have a lot of talent on both forms of moving the ball. Ed, give me a great answer, a volatile character.
I won this week, but I'm going to have a little fun with this one. I'm going to say Elsa from Frozen.
You got it.
It's a clever answer.
Appreciate
not a winner,
that.
But a clever
like
answer.
Answer.
Yeah, it's clever.
All right, let's go to Amish. Amish, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Joe? Morning, Rhea. Morning, gang. John,
hey,
how are y'all?
Hi, Amish.
After my victory 2 hours ago, I feel great.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Hey, really quick, about from the drops, you were wondering about if Jerry actually said, have time to jack it. He really said that.
Yeah, that was Wechter. That is, it was Jerry.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he said it on the same show from a few weeks back when he was threatening the host's job.
Gotcha.
You know,
So what was the part that Wechter did, the Jerry Jones, that was, like, indistinguishable from real Jerry Jones?
That Conklin did.
Conklin.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah. That Conklin's imitation, his impression that was so good
so
of Jerry
perfect.
Jones. What,
yeah,
which
James,
part
this
was
has gotten
that?
Very confusing. What part is Joe Conklin?
Joe Conklin is the very first line when he says, I have made the Dallas Cowboys an embarrassment to the NFL. Whatever it is, that one line is him doing Jerry. The rest are Jerry Jones.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was spot on. He did a great job. That guy's pure gold, radio gold, Conklin is.
Yes, Amish lives in Dallas, so he would know.
Yeah. Hey, so my hatred for the Dallas Cowboys is unmeasurable. When I was a kid, any kid that was around me that was a Cowboys fan, I didn't want to be friends with him because he was a Cowboys fan. I can't express to you how much lack of respect I have sometimes for some of their fans because, you know, the first few weeks of the season, all you see is blue and gray. And now you'd be lucky to even see a star on somebody's chest, on a polo or even a jersey.
Amish, have you been down there? Did you live here and you just now recently moved to Dallas?
No, I lived in Westchester almost 30 years. And then I moved down here about 5 years ago. But
that's
I was in Houston before that. But I've been down here long enough and you know, it's
and they've turned on their team already.
Yeah, good question. Where are they, Amish, on this season and their mindset?
So
fans down there.
So you know, my next door neighbor. I think I still have a picture in it. I'll send it in to you guys. But for Halloween, he had a decoration out, a skeleton with a Cowboys jersey on, with a huge sign that on a bench. The skeleton's positioned on the bench, and there's a sign spray painted next to it. Waiting for the Cowboys to win a Super Bowl.
Okay, well, at least they're keeping it real. That's okay. Yeah. I get that.
And then a lot of my other neighbors who are diehard Cowboys fans,
you know, they used to fly flags out on Sunday morning in front of their house. The flags don't even go up anymore.
Wow. You know, how about that?
They're losing faith in their team, for sure.
Amish, great.
They're going on in the right trajectory.
Great intel. Give me an answer for a volatile character.
I'm going to go with, and I don't know if it was said because I came on late, but Tommy DeVito from Goodfellas.
Has been said. John said it.
Good job saying it, John. That was, I think, six people have said it. It's such a winner.
Can I get another stab at it?
Sure.
How about John Rambo, Sylvester Stallone?
Also said, you got one more shot. It's a three-strike rule.
All right. Let's go with
three.
De Niro, Taxi Driver.
You got it.
Great answer.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good answer.
That's a great
Travis
one.
Bickle.
Very good. Very good. All right, let's get to the Gotta Door and Window to the Weekend. Of course, you can get a window or door and get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Gotta Door and Window at 1-877-GO-GOTTA or visit goguida.com. All right, so in addition to the Eagles-Cowboys game and all the pro football and all the college football, of course, we'll have the Flyers. We'll see, John, if, like, Mishkov is allowed to play. Right. He was a healthy scratch last night, which is really...
That was odd.
Very bizarre.
I text Jonesy and I said, I just want you to know Flyers fans are handling this really well, which they were not.
They were not happy.
Do you want to report what he said back?
He actually did. He just, you know, he gave me a funny emoji thing back. I said, I just sent him, you know, a fire emoji because online people were not happy.
Well, it's funny you said fire because fire torts was a common thing that was on online yesterday.
Correct.
On
pretty
media.
Wild. Look, there's an element where, of course, you respect, I do at least, respect that torts has obviously noticed something that he's not happy about and wants to lay the rules down early. And there is something really good about that. Sixers should have done it with Ben Simmons, you know,
and Joel
years
Embiid.
Ago. And Joel
Embiid,
years
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I was concerned, though, because I am concerned about the language, but, like, does he speak enough English that point can get across, or does he have an interpreter with him? You know,
I also saw a point that was pretty valid, that he does need to observe, like, he is still, you know, young.
He's
and
super young.
The league and the team, so, you know, when he sits out, he can see the game at a different angle, from a different perspective than he has on the ice. And they still won.
Yeah, they did.
Buy him tickets to another game on an off night.
Right, right. Okay.
Look, what I worry about more than the language, and I have no idea. I don't know his makeup. I just don't know yet. But how will he handle it?
And here's where I will say
that's the key.
It's huge, but they shouldn't have done it in Tampa. Tampa is full of Flyers fans. I know people were at the game last night, and they were dying to see them.
Oh,
so, I mean, pick another city that is not entirely full of Flyers fans.
Gotcha. Well, look, maybe it followed something that happened privately, and it warranted that game. So it's hard to know for sure, but it was strange. The other thing, obviously, as it relates to this weekend, you know, Sixers action, and not only no Maxey, obviously with the new injury, but an effect of no Embiid. I mean, you can make a case they could win games with Embiid and Paul George, but now when it's Paul George versus the other team, now it's hard again. So they really might be 1-8 by the time Joel plays on Tuesday. All right, let's do what we do every – oh, and by the way, the Sixers play LeBron, which, you know, maybe there's two more of these, four
more
of these.
They're going to get beat by Bronny.
Six more of these.
Bronny was sent to the G League.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's going to go back and
so
forth.
So sad.
James, how many more times will the Sixers play LeBron James?
It's a great question.
Is it six? Is it four? What is it?
I think he's got another year in him. So I'll say whatever that is, seven.
You know, he really can pad that points scored record.
He sure can.
He really can. Like, if he wanted to get it up another 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 points, he could. He really could. Anyway, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
If you've been injured on the job or not on the job and still want to get paid millions, call the law offices of George, Embiid, and Maxey. We guarantee you will get every penny you deserve and not make the playoffs. Call today, 1-800-821-0.
That's pretty good, man. That's a funny call.
I was thinking for drop of the week, I was thinking to cut the audio where John said Andre Drummond's hands were so soft last night, and then combine that with the Joe to camera. Oh, yeah.
I think Andre Drummond has some of the softest hands.
Oh, really yeah. That's some creative listeners.
That's great stuff.
Joe, I got to say, great win today. Congratulations. And why do I hate Dallas? I'll tell you why. Because at birth, the damn doctor hit me so hard I saw stars. And since then, that's been an evil thing. Go Birds.
All right. We're going back to childbirth. Fair enough.
Why do I hate the Cowboys? Because Dallas sucks!
Well done, sir. Very well done.
Come on, Devin. It's Dallas Eagles week. Start us off with a cheer. Time's yours.
We'll never get old.
That is really good.
It will never go away, will it?
No, it will never go away.
It might slow down.
That's really good. Good call, my man. I encourage all those kind of calls.
Yeah,
every Friday. They're good. They're good football Friday calls. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. John, the poll question today. Which team will win the NFC East this season? Mm-hmm. Will it be the Eagles or the Washington Commanders? How do you think people voted?
It feels like the only people who are voting Commanders are people who are trying to mess with the poll. So I'm going to guess 86% say Eagles.
James Seltzer, show them what's behind door number one. How did people vote today on the Eagles and the Commanders for the NFC East?
Hold on, let me pull it up. I was expecting you to say it. I believe it's actually the exact opposite number-wise. 69%. It was 68 last time. So 69% say the Eagles win, so not 86, 69.
That's very tempered by listeners. 69%, that's surprising. Look, Washington clearly could win this thing. Let's not kid ourselves. And if the Eagles were to lose this game and Washington gets another W, then, you know, I mean, we get it. But I still think the Eagles – okay, I don't know how good the Eagles are. I don't think Washington's that good. That's where I'm at. So,
well, okay. Washington,
okay.
Washington, and the Eagles and play twice. So, I guess we'll find out, and that's going to be really neat to watch. Right. And I think we've got a great shot to be dominant.
All right, let's quickly, and I mean quickly, turn to. We need you to get right to an answer. This is for the Boots Ennis tickets. And by the way, another thing I should have had in the Got a Door and Window of the weekend. Good luck to Boots Ennis tomorrow night. I'm going to be at that fight at the Wells Fargo Center seeing someone from Philadelphia try to retain the welterweight championship belt of the world. That's really cool. All right, we're moving fast. For the Boots Ennis tickets, a volatile character. Ramon, who do you got as volatile?
Hold on. Heath Ledger, 100%.
What?
From Joker.
Okay.
From Batman.
In the Joker. Yep. No, that's a good answer for sure. He's also too much of a mass murderer for me.
Yeah.
He's too. It's too over the line, in my opinion. Dennis in Norristown. Dennis, who's volatile?
Virgil Salazzo.
Yeah.
Sure. Salazzo's a good answer. Our first Godfather answer. Mike in Norristown. Mike, who do you have?
Rick Vaughn from Major League.
So Sonny,
to an extent.
Sonny was the right Godfather answer for who's volatile.
Correct. I would agree with that.
I think it's Michael Douglas from Falling Down. I know
do
we
too.
Got a lot of
sure.
great answers, but that's my winner.
I agree with that a million.
We don't
percent.
Talk. We haven't talked about that movie much at all ever.
It's a
but
great
that's
one.
A crazy one, and it's exactly what
it's
we're
like
talking about.
It's like a perfect
about.
Answer.
It is exactly what volatile represents. He is volatile personified.
Yeah, you're good until you're not.
Yes.
Like,
bang.
You're having a fine day until someone hands you a burger that's smushed.
And then you fall down hard.
Oh, man. All right, Dan, great answer,
you bring
man.
Everyone
hey,
down
great. Let me just say, thanks to our not only listeners, but specifically those that called, great Eagles Dallas stuff today. Real people brought it with the calls and the hatred of the Cowboys. That was fun. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy. Let's hope we enjoy, and I think we will. The Eagles and Cowboys on Sunday. The Sixers without Embiid, I don't know. We'll see. Good luck to Boots Ennis tomorrow night. And, hey, by the way, go Birds!